some digs, test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Combon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combon recorded radio news. Combon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Combon Radio 94.9. It's Combon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Combon Radio.
SEC urges the members of the public to report corruption. Inhabitants of Selungo village in Mukushi district appeal for a police post. In African news, a bid launched to extend the Zimbabwe president's term in office. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, has called on members of the public to understand the operation of the commission and make use of the reporting platforms available in order to curb corruption in their communities. Speaking during a meeting with Combon Radio Chief Executive Officer Ms. Lesa Kasoma, SEC Director General Ms. Daphne Chavu says the commission is seeking to engage media houses such as Combon Radio in order to win a public support in the fight against corruption. Ms. Chavo noted that corruption is not always easily understood at grassroots level, and many people find it difficult to relate its effects to increased poverty and underdevelopment. She explained that the commission wants to partner with Combon Radio to break down anti-corruption messages in the simplest way possible so that the public can better appreciate the work being done.
In order for them to be encouraged to report corruption. Corruption, customers, you know, takes away from development areas in the country. That people, you know, selfish people engaging in corruption. There's still money that is needed to provide schools, to the issue we're talking about, probably lacking in schools and clinics. So somebody somewhere has selfishly kept money that is meant for development. So your media house being one of the very suitable avenues in disseminating information to, in fact, all citizens. It's the Combon Radio cut across. We can't say it focuses just because I listen to it myself. So, very entertaining program and educative. So, because of your focus on the community and developmental talks, those are the ones we think we can fit into. The commission, as you know, has the mandate to ensure that all of its activities are publicized.
Meanwhile, Combon Radio Chief Executive Officer Ms. Lesa Kasoma has applauded the Commission for its willingness to embrace a more decentralized approach in the fight against corruption. Ms. Kasoma stressed that it is every citizen's responsibility to take part in combating corruption. She noted that it is extremely important for members of the public to understand that corruption is not limited to large cases, but also includes everyday practices. Ms. Kasoma explained that paying an officer directly to obtain a national registration card faster, giving money to hospital staff to access medical services quickly, or bribing a traffic police officer to avoid a punishment are all forms of corruption. She has since urged citizens to desist from engaging in such acts and instead support efforts aimed at promoting transparency and accountability.
Like she said, they feel it's something related to government, it's something related to offices, and not really, you know, the best it will go is them thinking police officers, that's all. They don't think that corruption is something that can happen in their day-to-day life, it's something that they can engage in unknowingly. And I think also it's the point where we mostly English, and you know the terminologies used that make the people on the ground not really understand, you know, what corruption really means and what it entails. Komboni is really best suited because we're able to communicate in different languages. So the more we communicate in Nyanja to them, we also bring in different kind of languages, becomes better, you know. They are able to relate with what is going on.
Inhabitants of Silungo village in the Mukungu area of Mukushi district have expressed concern over the lack of a police post in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, villager headman Mr. Frederick Sinyangwe said the absence of a police post is negatively affecting residents, particularly with regard to safety and security. Mr. Sinyangwe has since urged the government authorities to consider the concerns raised by the community by constructing a police post in the area. A carpenter from the Lusaka's Baleni compound has appealed to parents to encourage their children to venture into entrepreneurship skills at a younger age, saying this can reduce overdependence on parents later in life. Mr. Kasongo, who has mentored his grandchildren in carpentry, says early exposure to practical skills helps children become self-reliant and responsible. He explained that his grandchildren are quickly grasping the trade and have already understood the value of learning a skill that can support them in the future. Mr. Kasongo further notes that teaching children hands-on skills such as carpentry can also help keep them away from negative activities in the community. Meanwhile, the children who have been trained in carpentry say the skill has enabled them to make tables and other wooden products, which they sell to earn money. The children add that the income they make has helped them to buy books and other learning materials needed for school. Muchinga Province Minister Njavu Simutowe has urged Zambians to venture into farming, citing its potential to contribute to economic growth and improved livelihoods. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News in Lusaka, Mr. Simutowe says farming has now been transformed into a lucrative business venture that can generate income for individuals and communities. He noted that agriculture remains a key drive of national development and emphasized the need for continued government support to promote the sector. The minister further encouraged the citizens to take advantage of the favorable farming environment, including access to markets, modern technology, and other resources.
and even to